know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, we were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that form and multiply in a drop of water. People went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds, powers that are the beasts in the jungle, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the great disillusionment. Near the end of October,
like an ox. keep free what we learn, see?
All out, see?
With a risk.
I don't think it's all it. Wild beasts. That's what it got it. That's what it got to be. That's why I watch you. All those little office workers used to live in these houses. They be no good. They haven't any stuff in them. Run off to work. I've seen hundreds of them running to catch their commuter's train in the morning. Afraid they'd be canned if they didn't. Running back at night. Afraid they wouldn't be in time for dinner. Lives insured and a little invested in case of action. Yeah, worried about the Iraq. Washington, the Iraq. Are those nice movies? Good food, careful breeding, no worries. Yeah, after a week or so of chasing around the field on empty stomachs, they'll come and be glad to be caught.
You've thought it all out, haven't you?
Sure, you bet I have. That isn't all.